The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher, Reverend Corin Yagashima.
"48 hours. We've been here at this session for about 48 hours. It seems like a cliche to say that at this encouragement talk, but it's true. 2 nights ago, Alan Sensei, towards the beginning of orientation, pointed out the list of people with fancy titles: Tanto, Tenzo, Chiki, mysterious Japanese words. The important people running this session. The people with jobs. And not to belittle those jobs, because they are certainly very important, some of them very time-consuming, very complicated, nerve-wracking. But there's another list on the board next to that one that has all the work assignments and all of the kitchen jobs. Every single last one of us has a job, at least one, next to our name. And each one of us is important. Trash master. Person, people cleaning up the bathrooms. What would we do without you? So who's the phoenix and who's the chicken? Is there a difference? Actually, as I say that, I think to Chinese food menus, oftentimes any chicken dish will often have phoenix in the name. So maybe there is no difference. But I digress. Alan Sensei also pointed out that there's another list on that board of 24 names, each one of us here, physically or in spirit, 24 extremely important people. Because as he pointed out, without each one of us, this session would not be this session. And we all have a job to do. Many of these jobs, these samu jobs, are done for now. And most of our time, for all of us, is going to be spent sitting in zazen, going to dokusan, encouraged to show up as ourselves, as our authentic selves in dokusan. No need to prepare anything, no need to show how full your cup is. Just show up, even if you go with empty hands. Remember that reading in our book that reminds us that when we go with empty hands, we return with empty hands. And in that place where fundamentally nothing is acquired, we really acquire it. Nothing can be everything. And we sit here in zazen. Some of us jokingly refer to session as a long weekend of sitting around doing nothing. But what a wonderful nothing it is that we're doing. These seem like trivial things, but they're just you with yourself. And that's all you can ask for. Earlier today, more fancy titles came up: teacher, senior assistant teacher, assistant teacher. In the old days, we used to refer to people being promoted into these positions. But recently that changed because we realized nobody's promoted there. They're recognized for already being there. This practice that we say is not a self-improvement project, but somehow we end up different as a result of it. Our karmic selves, by definition, being shaped by everything that's come before us, are constantly changing. We grow and we develop in ways that we can't really control. And in each moment, we're a different person. Even priests, in addition to being required to fall on our butts in public, we also have to show a priestly presence before we even start considering it. Already a priest, already a teacher. It was also mentioned today that each one of us is always a teacher, even if we don't carry that title, because all we have to be is ourselves. And if this sounds too abstract, think of a time, I'm sure this has happened to each one of us, where someone very dear and close to your heart became ill or somehow was suffering. And maybe you happened to be a doctor or a lawyer and you could actually help them, but chances are you couldn't. There was nothing you could do but offer a simple word of kindness. You know, thinking about you. Hope you're doing okay. Hope you feel better soon. Maybe help them out with some little other task just to make their life a little easier. There was nothing you could do. So simple a thing. And you feel like, well, I'm not really doing anything. But put yourself in their shoes. Put yourself in a really lousy mood and lousy health, whatever. And someone dear to you just offers you a glimpse that they care about you. The basic human emotions of caring and love. So simple and so powerful. So 48 hours have gone. We don't have that many left in this session. But we can continue to sit. This simple act that means so much. And those 48 hands of Guanyin that manifest in this room can continue to manifest in this room. And don't worry, even though we have only so many hours left in this session, we can continue to show up as ourselves in our lives even after we leave this building. Because all we can ask of ourselves is, what do I need to do? What can I do? And what's in alignment with the way I want to live my life? And where those three things intersect, that's all you can ask of yourself. I am honored to be in this room with all of these phoenixes. And this room includes the whole world as we all go through life together. Thank you.